At the summit of the Americas, U.S. President Joe Biden has focused in part on global warming and clean energy.
Through our efforts to strengthen clean energy economy in the Americas, we're committing to not just to energy transition, but to make communities that have been historically marginalized are able to share equally in the gains.
The U.S. unveiled a plan to cooperate and help fund Caribbean countries trying to strengthen their vulnerable infrastructure in the face of rising sea levels and more frequent and destructive storms, and to move away from fossil fuel.
Our member states are heavily dependent on fossil fuels for our energy needs.
Another program sets goals for boosting the region's clean, renewable energy sources for electricity. Major economies like Argentina and Brazil have signed on. The president of Paraguay spoke for many countries in Latin America and the Caribbean, saying they are suffering from a climate crisis they didn't help to create.
Greenhouse gas emissions in Paraguay are low. However, we have suffered greatly, and we have suffered the effects over the last few years. This is seen in droughts, floods, fires, and crises when it comes to our water resources. We need specific commitments, especially from the countries who bear the most responsibility.
Biden is also pushing an initiative aimed at saving what's left of the Amazon rainforest. That could lead to awkward moments during his first one-on-one meeting with Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro, who has encouraged more economic development in Brazil's Amazon basin. As with any gathering of the powerful, protesters also came. A protester demanding protection of abortion rights in the U.S. stepped in front of Biden's motorcade and was tackled by two Secret Service agents and taken into custody. Migrants' rights advocates demonstrated with a message for Biden.
You promise solutions. We demand that those solutions come forward.
What happens when you have politicians and executives in a room is often that the people that are most directly impacted by their decisions are left out.
The number of migrants seeking to enter the U.S., as well as countries like Colombia and Chile, has reached record-setting levels this year. On Friday, the summit participants will sign a declaration on migration. But no comprehensive solution to the vast and complex problem is anticipated. Migration is a thorny issue, and dealing with it is made even more difficult by the number of empty seats at the table here. The leaders of Guatemala, Honduras, Mexico, and other countries that are the homelands of many migrants have boycotted this summit. Rob Reynolds, Al Jazeera, Los Angeles.